This podcast was produced at Red Hat and is distributed under a Creative Commons license. We hope you enjoy this presentation and share it with others.
My name is Ivan Fetch, and I'm a Red Hat certified engineer, currently working at the University of Denver in our University Technology Services division. I'm at a place where they're playing jazz, and the atmosphere is open to me going up during one of the breaks and asking the musicians, "Hey, do you guys mind if I sit in?" And, you know, sometimes they give me a look like, "Oh man, who's this blind guy? You know, he wants to come and play?" That's, I don't know. But often I get, "Oh, sure, you know, that'd be great, man. Come on over." And I end up sitting and having like a little jam session with these guys. Open source is a neat thing. A lot of people talk about, you know, open source isn't cool because it's not supported. And first of all, it is supported. If there isn't commercial support available and that's what you want, there's always somebody out there that's willing to provide third-party support. I've also found some of the pieces of software that come from the bigger known commercial entities, you don't get the kind of support turnaround time and ownership, if you will, of issues that may arise with the software. Open source is an extremely viable alternative to a lot of the commercial products out there. I eventually decided that I would like to experiment with quitting college. I had been working nights and weekends, side jobs, consulting to help pay for my tuition here at DU. And I woke up one morning and I thought, hey, it would be neat if I could keep that money and not pay tuition. I was enjoying a lot of aspects of school, but I didn't feel like I was getting the things out of classes, the classes that I wanted to get. I ended up dropping my classes and telling myself I'm going to experiment for the rest of this term with not being a student and just see how it feels. Well, it felt really great, so I didn't really look back. Right now I happen to be SSH'd into a Red Hat box. Essentially, not only will the screen reader read commands that I'm typing in my terminal, but it lets me read what's on the screen. If I do, you know, some RPM commands here.
RPM-U. Zorg, enter, package Zorg is not installed. Left bracket ifuchet interview tilde right bracket dollar. Bellin Windows 042 event.
I'm using the program Screen, which is a program that kind of lets you multiplex a single terminal. So I've actually got 8 windows that are open inside, if you will, of this one SSH window. I'll go ahead and turn my speed of my speech up to where I would normally use it.
HTTPD, enter, HTTPD, -2.0.52-22.net, left bracket, I push an interview, tilde, right bracket, dollar, but, slash it, number is file is ended by stat, dash, sync, dash, cman, stat, dash, sync for details.
My whole experience and the success that I had in the Red Hat course and subsequent exam, it showed me, first of all, where my knowledge was. Hey, look, I have a pretty decent knowledge about a lot of this stuff already. That's neat. So it was a confidence builder for me, being able to sort of rank my own level of knowledge. And beyond that, it taught me a lot. It taught me a lot of ways of doing things that I hadn't considered before, truly, you know, some perspective that I hadn't looked at. You sit in your rut long enough, and sometimes you can't see outside of it. It really truly was just fun. I mean, I was able to look at the exam for myself how I look at a lot of the systems administration that I do, which is that this is a serious thing, but it's neat to be challenged.
All the music in this podcast was composed and recorded by jazz pianist Amanda Avigdale and is released under the Creative Commons license. To hear this piece, Panther of a Different Color, or more of her work, visit www.archive.org. The podcast you have just heard is distributed under version 2.5 of the Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivative Works Creative Commons license. For more on this license, see creativecommons.org. For more podcasts and further information on Red Hat, visit redhat.com. Thanks for listening.